A vast majority of Albertans believe there are problems in the Canadian healthcare system that can't be fixed with money, according to a survey released recently. On August 17, the Angus Reid Institute, in partnership with the Canadian Medical Association, released a study on the quality of healthcare in Canada. It conducted the online survey of a random sample of 5,010 Canadian adults from August 1-8. A whopping 68% of those polled believe healthcare has worsened over the last decade. That is a 26% increase from the 42% who felt the same in 2015. The survey also found 66% believe there are structural problems within the healthcare system. The study asked Canadians whether they believe the estimated $46.2 billion over the next decade, announced by the federal government and negotiated with the provinces to boost healthcare funding in each province, would improve the healthcare system. Alberta was one of the most pessimistic provinces, with 37% of Albertans believing the funding would not lead to improvements, while countrywide, only 31% held that view. However, the majority of Canadians polled believed the money would have marginal benefits at 51%. Of those polled, 73% of Albertans believe issues in healthcare can't be solved by money, while 27% believe money could help fix the system. Overall, 66% of Canadians polled do not think money will solve the issues in the healthcare system. According to data from the study, Alberta ranked third when it came to the percentage of those moderately satisfied with the performance of both the provincial and federal government when it comes to the healthcare system. Of the 698 Albertans polled, 36% were moderately satisfied with the performance of the provincial government, while 30% of those polled were satisfied with the federal government. Over a quarter of Albertans believe the provincial government is prioritizing healthcare enough, the highest rating of any province. Still, the vast majority of Albertans polled, 73%, do not believe healthcare is enough of a priority. Alberta was tied with Ontario for the province where respondents found it easiest to see a family doctor. Data from the study showed 39% of Albertans said they usually have to wait a few days to see a family doctor but could see a doctor sooner if needed, while 17% said they could easily get in within a day or two, 27% said it was difficult to see a family doctor with wait times of a week or more, and 16% of Albertans said they did not have a family doctor. The study asked participants about how they believe the doctor shortage in the country could be solved, and the top response, with 64% of respondents polled, who did not work in healthcare, believed making it easier for foreign doctors to practice in Canada would ease the issue, while 41% of healthcare workers thought the same. Make it easier for doctors to work in different provinces, ranked second, with 33% of non-healthcare workers respondents choosing that issue to focus on, and 28% of healthcare workers voting for the same. The second top solution on the doctor shortage for healthcare workers at 35% was for there to be more universities and college programs. Between the provinces, there were agreements on priorities that should be addressed. The priorities included ensuring emergency departments remain open and are adequately staffed, improvements to how quickly patients are treated, reducing burnout, stress, and mental health issues of healthcare workers, reducing wait lists for a family doctor, and reducing surgery wait times. The study also asked participants about privatization. 3 in 10 Canadians, 31%, say that more private care would improve healthcare, while 44% say it would worsen the situation, the study stated. The study noted Canadians who are unsure about a privatization increased 7 points since last year, with a subsequent drop in those holding a negative view. Canadians are also quite pessimistic the healthcare situation in Canada will improve in the next 2 years. Overall, 49% of Canadians are more pessimistic than optimistic there will be improvements over the next 2 years, while 19% are completely pessimistic there will be any improvement. Only a quarter of Canadians felt optimistic about improvements to the healthcare system in the next 2 years. The full study can be found at https://angusreid.org/wp-content/upload/2023/08/2023.08.17_cme.pdf.